Well, it is 2022. Welcome to a brand new year. My name is Pastor Kim, and this is Transforming Lives, where transformation is the subject. I hope that you had a great holiday and you are ready for 2022. This is the year of evidence. This is the year where evidence is going to come from your life that you are growing, that you are pushing, that you are determined, and you are consistent. I hope wherever you are listening from in the world that you are having an amazing day, evening, night, whenever you are listening, I trust that you are doing well. Welcome to another episode of Transforming Lives, where you know that transformation is the subject. I usually say it's not information, it's transformation. So using what you've heard and applying it to your lives, that's how transformation is going to take place. So 2022 is here. We can't send her back. She is here, and it is time to make do with this year. Make it a fabulous year and make sure that you do everything in your power to win. We are talking about dealing with difficult people. I want to do my part to help you to win this year. So difficult people are all around us, and difficult people are just problematic, demanding, and some of them are plainly obnoxious. But we have to deal with them some way or the other. So how do you deal with these difficult people, whether they are on your jobs, in your house, or they live in your community? You can't shun them and you can't get away from them. So how do you coexist? Well, I want to help you with some more suggestions. If you didn't listen to the first episode of this series, you want to go back and listen to the first episode where we talked about defining who these people are to you. Define who people are to you, and that will make it a little bit easier for you to deal with them, whether they are difficult, easygoing, I don't know, whatever characteristic they are of. You, after defining them, will be able to deal with them even better, because by definition, I mean, who are they to you? Are they a colleague? Are they an associate? Somebody you know? Is this a family member? Is this somebody? Even if they are flesh and blood, even if they are family, are they close family? Or is this a family member that you just know that they are family, but you have to make some tough decisions around how you deal with them on a personal level, because maybe a personality that does so much damage to you when you have to deal with them. So there are so many different things that you have to think about when it comes to you dealing with family members. So we want to talk about this because I think that it is important, especially to get through 2022, because people are getting more and more difficult. Because the social distancing, the isolation, this pandemic that has driven fear into a lot of people have made some people around you very difficult to deal with. And maybe they were difficult already. They probably are 10 times more difficult now. So how do we deal with all of this? How do you deal with these kinds of people? So I talked about defining who they are and categorizing them. You have to, because then you will waste your energy on somebody who is, for example, a level 3. And really the most important people are in your level 1 or in your group 1. And you are giving group 1 energy to a group 3 person or level 1 energy to a level 3 person. And that's not going to be healthy for you. That's not going to pan out for you either, because you're going to be investing energy into someone who is at level 3 when you should really be focusing that energy on level 1 people. And it is very easy to focus your energy on people who are in a different category than focusing the energy on those who you really should, who you have prioritized, like your children, your spouses, you can now be focusing your energy on a colleague, a friend, maybe because they are going through something that you would have gone through prior, but you know, want to save them. Wanting to save them has caused you to be pouring your energy out on them, and they don't want to even save themselves. And now you are totally depleted when you should be spending your energy on your group one people or your highly prioritized people like your family. So you have to define, and with definition, you will be able to better deal with difficult people or just people overall. Here is another tip on dealing with difficult people. Establish. What are you establishing? Boundaries and rules. Somebody say boundaries. You gotta establish boundaries. How far can they come and how far can they go? What are the border lines? The lines of demarcation. How will those people know that they are crossing the line with you? Because difficult people like to cross lines. And even though sometimes they don't recognize lines, you would have established, and by established I mean vocalizing, verbalizing what those lines are. By doing so, you would have said something in the hearing of that person, and I'd suggest another person too, so that in the event that they do, and they will, cross the lines that you have put in place and the boundaries you have set up, you can go back and say, listen, I remember telling you that this and that is a boundary for me, and you've crossed it, and because you have, I'm going to step back, or I'm going to do something different, or whatever it is that you decide to do after you have identified to them that you are not pleased in the fact that they have crossed that border. So you have to establish them, and by establishing them, that means you don't sit to yourself and think to yourself what those boundaries are, but never say them to the person that you are actually establishing them for. And this shouldn't be just for one person, but just for anybody, as a matter of fact, because you cannot allow people around you to throw you off your game. If you are off and you're not performing, you're not being productive. If you're not being productive, you're not growing, you're not manifesting, you're not doing what it is that you set out to do. So you now have got to decide on what those lines of demarcation are, what those boundaries are, and then after you have decided what those are, you say them in the hearing, especially of the person that you know is difficult. And you set that in place so that they know, and even those around them also know. So when they do cross that boundary, you know, you have some evidence or some support to say that you would have established that as a boundary for you, and you now have all reason to either isolate them or, you know, not deal with them on the level that you were. Because, of course, you know that you have had to be trying to deal with these people and be casual with them. But some of them, they really make it even difficult for you to be professional. And so sometimes you really just have to set people aside. Like, you really just have to say, you know what, I'm not mad at you, I'm not malicing you, but I've got to take a break. And if they can't honor the lines you have established, you probably do need to take a break from some people. Listen, you cannot afford to let people pull you down. Sometimes you have to pull back and regain your footing build up your energy so that you are able to deal with them on another day. When they are on your jobs or you live with them or, you know, you have to, for some reason, interact with them regularly, you would have established your lines. And sometimes difficult people, they have a tendency to be sarcastic or they tend to mock whatever you have put in place, because sometimes difficult people have no respect. They have no respect. So you have those kinds of difficult people who are obnoxious and they have no respect for people's time. They have no respect for people's mind. They have no respect at all. And you probably have to deal with those kinds of people. Whereas there are other difficult people who are so inflexible. They are inflexible. You know, they are just very hard to work with, and it makes life so much more difficult. So if you're dealing with an obnoxious person, for example, who does not recognize, respect, or honor boundaries, then you have to, it is imperative that you highlight what your boundaries are in the hearing of someone else. If you're at your office, and for example, you have your own office space or your cubicle or whatever, you sometimes could put the rules on the wall. You know, you could put them somewhere that people can see them, especially if you are in a managerial position, a leadership role. You sometimes can put your rules somewhere, you know, hitch them up somewhere on the wall or something. Or as your email signature, you could write a line that highlights just who you are and what you think and how you would want to be treated in a very, very, very skillful way. Sometimes that can help with people getting the idea of how you want to be treated and who you are. And that can give them some perspective on how they should behave. And after seeing that consistently for some time, they will make the adjustment if they want to. And if they don't, then that gives you leverage to make some adjustments for yourself. I mean, we don't instantaneously cut people off without remedy and not give them an opportunity to change. We try as much to give people an opportunity to change, but if persons are not going to change and they become detrimental to your productivity, you have to change. And sometimes those changes are not comfortable for them, but you also have to remember that they would have chosen their own way. They would have chosen their way, and their way would have reciprocated your action or response. Sometimes when you make rules or put boundaries in place, people think that you are pretending or acting as if you are better than them. Usually people who struggle with low self-esteem or some other ill will and have no structure to their life, they do not understand when you put things in place to protect you so that you are able to function even if something should happen. But you have to do what you have to do, and you really do have to put things in place to protect you. There are some, for the lack of a better word, selfish decisions that you have to make sometimes, not thinking about even how it will really affect other people. And this may sound harsh, but you have to love yourself even as you have to love others as you love yourself. So you are putting boundaries and rules in place to love you. And then your hope is that those who are around you will appreciate and honor that which you have put in place for yourself, which ultimately affects them as well in terms of how you respond to them and how they respond to you, and the relationship works better that way. Now, when I'm saying this, it may sound really black and white, stiff-necked, you know, inflexible and all the rest of it. No, that's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is that if you stand for nothing, you will fall for anything. So rules and boundaries sound like harsh words, but the reality is that if you do not make time to think about how you would want to be treated, loved, respected, honored, and how you would like to be communicated to as well. And these are things that work for relationships too, not just bad relationships, but also good relationships, marriage, friendships, and different things like that. So you want to put these different things in place to protect yourself, as well as to protect the person that has to deal with you, and protect, most importantly, the connection or the friendship. When you don't put anything in place, when you don't take that time to sit down and think about yourself, you don't put anything in place, then people dish you dirt and it affects you. Your heart is broken and you take it on as if it is your fault or even your responsibility. But when you don't put rules in place. But when you do put rules in place and they violate those boundaries or rules that you've put in place, then it's on them. It's on them and the responsibility. You see, the psychology of it is very interesting, you know, because when you take anything from people because you have not put any rules or boundaries in place, sometimes it can feel as if it is your fault. It can feel as if it is your fault, and you take it on and it becomes a burden to you. You know, because you never vocalized what those different things are for you and how you'd like to be treated. But when it is that you do verbalize how you would like to be treated and people go ahead and they cross the line, it is not on you. It now becomes something that they have to deal with, because you would have said what it is that you prefer and how you would like to be treated. So I want you to think on these things and do your part to make sure that you put some boundaries in place. Put some boundaries in place and give yourself an opportunity to be able to connect with the thought process that people should know how to connect with you, because you would have made it clear. You would have made it clear how you'd prefer to be treated. But when you don't put things in place, when you don't make it clear, when you don't make it clear as to what you would want your treatment to be or how you'd like to be treated, then you end up being treated any old type of way, and it makes you feel like you're not being respected, you're not being loved, and it makes you miserable. So when you're dealing with difficult people, you have to put some things in place. I love you, I believe in you, and I know that you are going to have a great, great, great and fabulous year. because you are going to apply the information and take steps in making your year a better year. God bless you and have a great rest of the week. And we look forward to seeing you downloading, liking, and sharing these podcasts as you transform your lives. My name is Pastor Kim. This is not just information, it's transformation. It's transforming lives, where transformation is the subject.